Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on a podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast, where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
Hi, I'm Alan.
Hi, Grez.
And you listen to Rise of Robots, this week covering Robotica, Season 3, Episode 3. The fuck was that? I'm a sane, balanced, rational person, really. Let's be clear. I knew what way this episode was going within the first 2 minutes.
Yep. As we get introduced to Panzer Mark III.
Yep, Panzer Mark III, which is the same team that behind the other Panzers. It is the same setup as Robot Wars Extreme Warriors Season 2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if this happened first or if the Robot Wars episodes were filmed first.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're sturdy built robots, so what can we say? And their opponent, Reintroverter.
So the Introverter team is back with their freewheel robot with high wedges and high ground clearance, which would be great fun, except it's fighting against Panzer.
Mm.
And so early on, Reintroverter actually gets really well into the round, and it's doing really, really well. Until the two robots, they even kind of swap around. Early on, Reintroverter actually dodges Panzer, because it's like, no, I'm not getting a fight with that.
This doesn't have to be a robot combat show right now.
Uh-huh. So we then get to... So Reintroverter gets to the glass first.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going for the glass, and it's going absolutely fine. And Panzer goes up, and at first it was just like... At first it just seems to be doing nothing. It's just like...
I'll wait.
Oh, you're almost done. Okay, great. Bang!
Off with you.
Right in the kisser. So they end up shoving Reintroverter off the side. I think they even call it the gutter. I mean, it is... It's an ass-kicking.
Yeah, it literally is like a gutter ball.
So, after that happens... Panzer is able to very, very carefully get the rest of the glass, including the bonus panel. It's nice and calm, and victory is theirs.
Panzer at one point did come kind of close to the edge itself, though, to be honest.
Yes!
So as much as it was a nice, like, easy-breezy kind of finish, it was like, ooh, there was a point there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was some... scariness.
Indeed.
So Panzer, 80 points. Reintroverter, 70 points. As we move on to introduce the other two. Introducing first, it's Terror.
Which is a four-wheel robot with a pneumatic spike. And the second you look at this robot, you go... That's very close to the ground.
It's a box.
It's a box. Yeah, it is a box. It kind of like... It would be like if Mr. Nasty and Tracy had a baby.
Oh. Look at the little baby. And his opponent, the mighty Zeus.
Yep. Zeus is a four-wheel box with a front shovel and loads of little bits all around it. And again, you look at this and go, oh, but it looks like it has a very, very low ground clearance. No, no, no. Everything is on an adjustable suspension system, so it can change its height during the fight.
Yep, it can go up and down if it wants to.
Yep.
Yep, so they tackle the gauntlet, where Terror bashes through all of its obstacles, but then gets stuck on the slabs.
Yes!
Seems to be an age-old kind of sentence we keep saying.
It's almost like it has a super low ground clearance.
Ground clearance.
Clown clearance.
Clown clearance? Wish I had a clown clearance. Scary ass clowns. Anyway, so Zeus gets to the middle and it sees Terror stuck up on the slabs and it's like, oh, I've got a perfect amount of space to get through here. I'm just going to leave you there. Drives past it and then for some reason it goes like halfway down the aisle and then backs up, bumps Terror. And Terror comes off of the slabs. And it was like, well, you kind of screwed yourself there, Zeus. Oh, wait, never mind, because Terror moves about another 2 feet and then gets high-centered again. I was like, okay, never mind, Zeus. Just get up in the forest of glass and shatter the glass. And, yep, it's just another case of do-do-do, take your time, smashing glass, smash the bonus paint. There you go, Zeus with the victory. And we end this one with points that I didn't take a note of.
So but I will points be able at the end are
God damn it, points. Show me the scoreboard, Robotica. All right. 45 points to Terror and 85 points to Zeus.
Yep. Indeed.
So the gauntlet's
been... 45, 85, is that... Okay.
Yeah. Don't really know how that works, to be honest, because Terror got all his stuff down, as has... did introverter and whatnot, but I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not going to pretend to understand.
Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Grizz and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online, YouTube, that's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled Technoaxe. I said last week that there was a horrific bullying incident.
Mm-hmm. This one may actually have been worse.
Yes! Because Panzer immediately turns on Reintroverter and puts it on its side. So it then very calmly goes through, gets the box, the rollers, the spikes. Whilst this is happening, the grey rat robot from the labyrinth is just poking like, go on, Reintroverter. Self-right, Reintroverter. Come on.
Go on. You can do it.
Come on. Come
on. Go on.
In your own time.
I'm literally trying to help you. Why are you not doing it?
Meanwhile, Panzer's having problems with the red mouse and those weird square speed bumps.
Yes, I'm.
Until finally, now that Panzer has got the rat over the ramp, it now cannot lose. They go for the sand just to prove a point, and then they go, right, that was cool. Come on, Reintroverter, we'll try and get you back on your wheels, and they run out of time. Because Reinvertebrate, whatever it's called, just refuses to self-right. It's like, no. No, I've lost. What's the point?
Even it got to the point where, like, Panzer was trying to self-right it, and it kind of got it more stuck on the stage.
Yeah.
Because, like, its front wheel got kind of stuck in between two of the sort of grids that were on the turntable. And I was like, well, I tried.
Yeah.
So, Introverter ends the entire game with 70 points and Panzer with 210. And 130 of those points Panzer gained from the Labyrinth alone.
Yep.
Oh, God. The Labyrinth is really starting to get pretty cruel, isn't it?
Yep. So, we get to Zeus versus Terra.
Mm-hmm. And as was said before, you love to see it when the two robots go in that tiny box and they actually go at each other. And this title, it's like two people trying to have a fight in a fun box.
What's even better is, or in Wembley Stadium.
That was a pretty small room as well.
Yeah. So the star has got to, because there's almost this second where both Zeus and Terra wait. They don't want to be the first to attack.
Yeah, because, like, Terra was getting really big for his britches at the beginning, because it was like, oh, we can use our weapon in this one. Here comes our pneumatic spike. We're going to spike Zeus and, like, we're going to not make it work. And then nothing happens.
Always, like, that's what's happened with every pneumatic spike ever.
So, Terra gets 15 points for going over the spikes. Zeus gets the box out of the way. 20 points for Terra for going over the bridge, while Zeus gets 20 for going over the flipper ramp.
So it's 35 all.
Yep. Terra tries to use the flipper to flip Zeus on his way back. And then this is the point where Terra just stops trying to gain points, but starts trying to prevent Zeus from making points. But Zeus still manages to go over the rollers for another 25. And then this is the point where I think Terra just breaks down, because it starts to go really slowly and can only seem to go forwards and backwards.
Yeah.
And then so Zeus just kind of finally shoves out of the way. But like, Terra was in Zeus's way for a long time. And then Zeus just leaves it there. And it's just like, forget you, old man. And Zeus tries to open the gates for the final pain.
But it's at this point, everything's burning, it's tired, yeah. And it kind of limply hits the door.
Eh.
And then as the door bounces back, it just flips over.
It's just the slowest fucking flip ever. It's so comedic. It's like, okay, here we go. No, 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 no. I'm on my back. Dear.
Yep.
But Zeus wins 60 points to 35, which brings our total scores to 80 points for Terra and Zeus 145. Zeus advances to meet Panzer in the fight to the finish.
Yep. So,
Zeus has a chance.
Wait, who's going to win? The dominating monster that at this point, I think Dan Danklin even basically says, no, you're the favourite for the championship.
Yeah.
Dan Danklin not realising how hype's meant to go. It's, I mean, Dan, it's I mean, Dan goes full Heyman. It's not a prediction. It's a spoiler. It's a spoiler. However, Zeus is in bad shape.
Oh, yeah.
They've burned out the motors. All their little skirt scoop things on the side of the robot fell off. And that said, credit to it. It manages to do a phenomenal job to hang in as long as it does.
It's any man with two fists has a fighting chance. And it tried. Didn't last very long, but it tried.
The amount of noise when the two of them are bashing against the walls of the arena. And you actually go, they're hitting them that hard. What if one of them actually breaks something?
Dislodged?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they're relatively flimsy, but, like, flimsily held up purely for the fact that they're going to drop at some point, so they're hinged. So you hit one of them hard enough, yeah, it probably could just meh.
And the worst part of it is when eventually it does all snap on Zeus, it's just a beautiful maneuver from Panzer. And then, I mean, everyone knows it. So at this point, you do almost kind of go, they should almost have had like a, at any point you can choose to activate the flipper or the wall to come down.
Yeah.
Because at this point, everyone's just sitting there and waiting. Because we know what's going to happen.
So we should stay, because I don't think we've actually stated yet. Panzer does get in under Zeus and flips it over.
Yeah, no, I said, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So, but the thing is, like, we've seen in the last event that Zeus clearly has a self-righting mechanism, because that's what Zeus used to break the glass in the labyrinth. So don't know why he didn't try, unless maybe, like, as they said at the end of Labyrinth, everything was all burnt out and everything, so maybe, like, they didn't have a motor for the self-righter.
Yeah. There is this lovely calmness when Panzer finally goes, well, we can finish the job. I'm just going to slowly walk over.
Oh, yeah, just take my time.
Nothing. Well, I mean, there's no need to push your luck.
Yeah. I know, like, literally, like, it could zoom in there 100 miles an hour, somehow flub the push, you know, like, it'll push it so hard that Zeus goes over Panzer, and then Panzer drives under and drives itself off. So, yeah, let's just be super careful. We'll just la 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 la. There you go. Off you go, pal. See you later. Bye. Take your time. No rush.
Yep.
And Panzer is through to the final.
And, yeah, you are looking at it and going, don't get wrong, Jawbreaker, brilliant robot.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy is there.
He sure is.
He sure is one of the robots that entered.
He sure is one of the robots in the final.
Yep. But it is absolutely clear. Panzer is something special.
Yep. And that's clearly, like, probably because we've seen him before being an absolute dominant machine, but even if you just watch this in a canon, clearly Panzer is a mark above everyone else.
Fair enough. Anyway, we will be back next week with episode 4.
Yes.